You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the June 5th episode of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G. Thank you so much for making me a part of your day. We're not going to take up too much time today. We're not going to do that because, well, I'm running behind on some stuff, but we want to give this to you in bite-sized form. Maybe some other days we go a little bit longer, but in the next 20 minutes or so, and hopefully it's on the less of that end, we're going to cover all the ground that needs to be covered with the Oklahoma City Thunder and the NBA. We'll give you those opinions, and then you can delve into some of the other podcasts that we have on the Locked On Sports Network via LockedOnSports.com. In segment one, we're going to talk about how social media is destroying the NBA as a whole, the Thunder, and our society. It must be said. And maybe after we talk about this, we'll all just take a 10-year break from Twitter. I doubt it because I got to have some way to promote the podcast. In segment two, the NBA is about to make a huge mistake. And it's a mistake that, A, obviously doesn't need to be made, but more importantly, the NBA that looks forward is looking back and it's creating issues, it's creating more issues for itself than what it really has. So we'll discuss what that is. It's just kind of the tease out there, and we'll talk a little bit about what might happen in Game 3 of the NBA Finals, which is coming up tomorrow night. And then in Segment 3, some quick news and notes about some Thunder assistance that you may have missed over the past few days. My name is Eric G. I did Oklahoma City Radio for a while, hosted a lot of Thunder post games, the occasional pre games. I also, in the very loosest sense of the term, worked for another publication called Thunder Digest. I'm a credentialed member of the media and have been very lucky to cover this team for 5 years. And as you can tell, sometimes I mumble, sometimes I stutter, but hey, that's all a part of the package, man. I am certainly not a perfect broadcaster by any stretch of the imagination. You want perfect? I give you Bob Costas, because, man, I'm never going to fill that dude's shoes. But I do love you, and I love talking sports with you, and I love talking Thunder. So let's jump into it today and just say it. Say it loud, say it proud. Social media is the devil. It's destroying society. As we speak right now, social media is going to be the down. It's already been the downfall of marriages. And in fact, I'm willing to bet right now, like if I had money to put on it, if I had $100 sitting in front of me, I would bet you know at least one woman, one man who's had their marriage ruined because of social media. Some hands raised there. It's going to be the downfall of our president. It's not going to be the Mueller investigation that ultimately kills Donald Trump. He's going to tweet something so offensive one day that he ultimately just loses the next election. He'll pull a Roseanne Barr or something. And it's going to be the downfall of the Oklahoma City Thunder and the NBA at large. Let's start with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Carmelo Anthony's having a really bad time with Instagram. First, there was the Kyle Korver comment that got Carmelo Anthony's feathers in a ruffle. And now there's this latest with Steven Adams where there was an Instagram post. It had Carmelo Anthony, Paul George, Russell Westbrook, and Steven Adams. And it was, the question was, who's more valuable for Oklahoma City? And Steven Adams liked a comment that said, all of them except Melo. And he's blaming his fat fingers, and Thunder spokespeople are saying it's an accident. And I honestly, look, as far as this being that big of a deal, I think it's about as big a deal as when the pill bottle fell out of Kevin Durant's car. Okay, if there proves to be something more to it, fine, but most likely there's not, and it's probably not an issue that's going to be addressed with the Oklahoma City Thunder after this moment. That being said, it's worth noting that the Oklahoma City Thunder, who love to play things close to the vest, there is no organization, even the San Antonio Spurs, who hate disputes or internal bickering getting out into the open more than OKC. And in the past month, or the past couple of months, time sort of blends together here, you've had Carmelo Anthony go off in an exit interview about how he's not really happy with his status in the Thunder, and you've had Steven Adams like a post that's negative towards Carmelo Anthony. Sam Presti, whether this is a big deal or not, is pulling out his hair. And you know he is. And you know that there were more phone calls made to Steven Adams, to Carmelo Anthony, to people inside the organization to find out what's going on. And it was probably reiterated. The memo was probably sent out. And if they, I don't know. I'm sort of putting Sam Presti, I'm liking him to one of my former GMs, who's a really good guy, and maybe and undoubtedly the best GM I worked for. His name was Milt McConnell. When there was any in-office fighting, he made sure he got in the middle of it, made sure he got it taken care of, and squashed it. There was never any doubt that he was large and in charge, and there was never any sides taken. The dude just said, look, you guys are going to stop it. Because if not, it's going to be on both of you. And he didn't put up with a lot of crap. That's sort of where I see Sam Presti. And then the memo would go out to all of us about how, you know, the rules and regulations we were supposed to follow. The Thunder are circling the wagons. They're going to close ranks over this. And they're dark right now, but they're going to continue to be dark for a while with all this stuff going on. And when it comes to social media at large, I mean, this is one of those things where I say, you know, Sam Presti, smarter than a lot of guys in the NBA, you've got this whole Colangelo deal going on now in Philadelphia where they have hired an outside firm to investigate him and investigate his wife and the five burner accounts. They don't want to do it in-house. They want the independent counsel to come in, look everything over, and then decide Brian Colangelo's fate. Which sucks. I mean, honestly, as soon as you hear the words independent investigation, you're Brian Colangelo, you might as well go ahead and resign. Because I would bet that even if there is not as much to it as maybe has been made, an independent counsel is going to find something on Brian Colangelo. And that's it. His career's over. But we use this tool so often as sports fans, as fans of talk shows or fans of podcasts or for political reasons. And it not only gets the famous in trouble, but it can get us in trouble. I mean, the bad thing about social media is you can create these burner accounts. You can be a false person and you can troll anyone all that you want. But we look at it because it's digital and we think, A, it shouldn't hurt as much, which nothing could be further from the truth, but B, it's there, it's gone, and people forget about it the next day. Maybe so if you're the younger generation. And maybe that's where the millennials have the rest of us beat, is they know that they've grown up with it, so they know not to take it near as seriously as we do when something is said about us on social media, where the rest of us, hey, we're still up in arms, we're still holding grudges the way that we did, as if somebody would say it to our face. And you have to remember, this stuff gets screenshot, so it can have a much longer shelf life than maybe what was originally intended. And I think we've learned from anything from Brian Colangelo, your real intent on social media will eventually be found out. So take a 10-year break from Twitter. I don't know. It sounds like a good thing to me, but we won't. I've got to have a way to get Locked On Thunder out to you. And Twitter and Facebook are the easiest ways to do that. Plus the website, Locked On Thunder, Locked On Sports. So I'm not going to stay off social media, but I am. I will say I've gotten more mindful about it over the last few years. I don't know if you have as well, but yeah, I will admit there are times I can hide behind a persona because there are things I just want to say that I can't say because ultimately I know the blowback would be too great. And normally I'm not like that, but I'm very conscious of the network. I'm very conscious of, you know, the people following me. Look, you become, when you are out there in the public and you're putting yourself out there, you can't help but become conscious. So at least I think you can't be help but become conscious. But for the Thunder, I do, back to our original topic here with the Thunder, I do think Sam Presti can make this a learning opportunity for his team. And what I mean by that is, if you have that conversation with Steven Adams, and let's say Steven Adams has issues with Carmelo Anthony, it's just take it at face value and take it for what he liked on Twitter. Now you've got the opportunity to talk to him, talk to the rest of the team, find out how they feel about this guy. So when you're having those discussions about Carmelo Anthony's future, you can bring all this into the fold and throw it before Melo and just ask him one simple question. Are you sure you want to stay here? Are you sure that $28 million is worth it? Do you want to be someplace where maybe you're not as wanted as you should be? Or not as wanted as you could be? Maybe there's another, believe me, it may not be that big a deal, but it could be a moment where we see some things change here in Oklahoma City. And as far as Steven Adams goes, I do think this is kind of interesting with Steven Adams. Adams, the guy says he's not going to recruit Paul George. Here is Steven Adams talking about that during his exit interview.
I don't know. I personally wouldn't say recruiting, just because I've heard recruiting used, like, it ain't like college recruiting, I guess. That's how I view recruiting like that. Does that make sense? So I treat him as a teammate, because we've always been around this whole year. So we treat him as a teammate and stuff like that. So whatever the latter was that you said, sir. So, yeah, I guess that.
I don't know. Maybe Adams is changing his tune. Maybe Adams will recruit Paul George. Maybe liking that thing on Instagram. Again, a lot of this, please know, is tongue-in-cheek. It's tongue-in-cheek with Steven Adams. But, it was certainly worth delving into today with all the stuff going on with social media. And the latest stuff about the Eagles, look, I will just say this real quick, with the Philadelphia Eagles being uninvited to the White House, I like what Adam Silver's always said about this. For the Eagles that didn't want to go, okay, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have, but Adam Silver said it best. If you have a problem with what's going on in this country and you've got a chance to talk to the guy one-on-one, take advantage of that. Just take it. You may never get that opportunity again to say, hey, look, you're doing a bad job, or hey, look, I don't like what you did this. And if the guy is smart and the guy really cares about what people have to say, then he'll listen, and you'll have a conversation about it. But again, I'm Pollyannish. I believe we can all disagree and still find some way to get along. This is the Locked on Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. Coming up in segment two, the NBA is about to make a huge mistake. The biggest news to come out of the association yesterday is that during the summer league, they are going to experiment with a coach's challenge when it comes to referees' calls. And with the way the refereeing has been in the NBA Finals, this is only going to get magnified. And it'll get magnified by fans. It'll get magnified by Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson. It may be, depending on how close the NBA Finals get, which I think we all agree that they're probably not going to be that close, this may become the running commentary through the rest of the games. And it's a conversation worth having, but this is the NBA creating more trouble than what it's worth. Because you don't want to slow down the game. I'm not a fan of replay at all. Like, I just don't believe in it in any way, shape, or form. And I've always said that in order to make referees better, you have to hold them to the same standards as we do coaches and players. If coaches and players don't perform, then eventually we get rid of them. That's what you're going to have to do with refereeing. Right now, we give instant replay as a crutch for guys to go back and try and get things right. It doesn't seem like a bad thing, but it just slows down the game, and it certainly doesn't help entertainment value. Watch a Major League Baseball game now. With all the replay that's going on, Major League Baseball games are already long enough as it is. Like, I'm pretty sure I can get through the first two Godfathers a lot sooner than I can get through a Major League Baseball game now. I don't want to see the NBA drag it out. I don't want to see coaches challenge. You've got what replay you need. If Adam Silver had a heart and he cared about your entertainment, he'd take that out. I just don't want to see the NBA get into the same situations that Major League Baseball and the NFL have gotten, where you're taking the games. And I'd like to go back and look and see how many games were really, truly affected by one call or two. Andre Iguodala, real quick, wants an opportunity to play, or at least he's eyeing an opportunity to play. Steve Kerr's got to be in no rush to bring him back. I'm sure he'd like him out there, but it's not as if the Warriors miss him. And I'm sure the Warriors don't feel like they're in any sort of danger with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And even if the Cavs get these next two games, Warriors still have home court advantage. I think for Iggy, the big deal is that you want to be on the floor still proving that you're not only a major part of the Golden State Warriors, but if something were to happen and you were to find yourself out of Golden State, that you would still be a valued property, and you can still show that you're healthy and you're not suffering any ill effects from that knee. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Coming up in segment three, some quick news and notes you may have missed about a couple of Thunder assistants. Be sure to listen to Locked On Cavaliers and Locked On Warriors for the latest on the NBA Finals, and of course the NFL and Major League Baseball. We've got you covered at Locked On Sports. Some quick news and notes about some former Thunder assistants. Yeah, that's what we'll call them now. Monty Williams is going to get an opportunity to be a part of the staff at the Philadelphia 76ers. Good for him. I'm glad to see Monty Williams making this move and staying in coaching. I wish he were still here in Oklahoma City. If you're not familiar with the story behind Monty Williams, he came to Oklahoma City after being let go by New Orleans, a job that he didn't deserve to lose as head coach of the Pelicans. And his wife was killed in a very tragic car accident here in Oklahoma City. And Monty Williams is one of those guys. You talk to anybody with the Thunder, he will always forever be a part of the Thunder family. Well respected by players, by coaches, and everybody that worked within that organization. Monty's a guy we just flat out root for. So Monty, good luck to you. And Royal Ivy's another guy we root for here in Oklahoma City, and he is going to New York to be a part of David Fizdale's staff. Be part of the Knicks. So Royal, good luck, man. It's going to be fun. Going to be a lot of fun being a part of David Fizdale's staff, and maybe you can be a part of the resurrection of the Knicks. And here locally, and I'm going to tie this into the NBA, Kyler Murray, quarterback for OU, drafted ninth by the Oakland A's, could get about $5 million, close to $5 million for his signing bonus, but he says he's going to play football. If I'm a father, no, dude. I would let him make his own decision, but I would strongly suggest that he go play baseball. And if I had a son that would play basketball, I would suggest going overseas to make money and not playing college, because I agree with Carmelo Anthony. The NCAA, it's a shady organization.
NCAA and amateur sports been corrupt for so long. I mean, we all know that. Whether you get caught doing it or not, it is what it is. But that's aside the point. I think college basketball players, college athletes, period, should be compensated. You got to think about a 16-year-old kid, 17-year-old kid, going to college. Yeah, education is, you know, they get a free education if they get a scholarship, but how are they surviving on those campuses? A lot of them can't afford food. They get in trouble for taking $10 or $20, or, you know, a friend or a family member can't give them money. So it's so many small things that goes along with that, and I just wish and hope and pray that something happens. I would love to sit down with NCAA and just hear. No, I'm serious. Like, just hear kind of their thought process behind this and what they think and what's the future. And I'm all for the athletes. I think we have to figure something out for college as a whole.
That wraps up today's Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Everybody love everybody, and peace, love, and thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.